Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NDR Auto Components Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you participating in the Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited. We have with us today on the call Mr. Pranav Rilàn, Whole-time Director, Mr. Vinod Kumar, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Sanjeev Kumar, Financial Advisor, and Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary, along with other members of the senior management team. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risks and uncertainties. A statement in this regard is available in the Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings presentation shared with you earlier. We will start this call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have an interactive question-and-answer session. I now request Mr. Pranav Rilàn to share some perspectives with you with regard to the operations and outlook for the business. Over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Q2 H1 FY24 conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited. Since it is possible that some of you may be looking at our company for the first time, I would like to begin with a small brief about us and what we do. We specialize primarily in the manufacture of seating systems, which is a critical aspect for any automobile. Our state-of-the-art, fully integrated infrastructure has capabilities to manufacture sheet metal and trims for all OEMs. Our relationships are strong, and we cater to more than 30% of Maruti's requirements. We have established scale with more than 35+ years of experience in providing seating solutions in the form of frames and trims for two-wheelers and four-wheelers, and have recently also commenced BIW manufacturing. We have two manufacturing facilities in Haryana, one in Bangalore and one in Gujarat. We have focused on efficient supply chain as the majority of our facilities are positioned in close proximity to OEMs. The importance of seating systems for an automobile is really not emphasized enough. A high-quality, secure seating system is critical to protect both the driver and the passenger at all times, and particularly in collisions and accidents. Quality is a cornerstone of our operations, and our laboratories are fully equipped to conduct 34 tests on our final product. Our client roster is strong and growing. We have built strong relationships with best-in-class automobile and two-wheeler companies, including Maruti Suzuki, Toyota Boshoku, Suzuki Motorcycles, Bell Sonica, and Toyota Kirloskar Motors. To give you an overview of our operations, our plants have a combined capacity of 11 lakh seating solutions for almost all models manufactured by the earlier OEMs mentioned. Some of the brands we service include the Grand Vitara, Brezza, Dzire, Sierra, WagonR, Alto, Jimny, and Fronx from the stable of Maruti Suzuki, Hyryder and Urban Cruiser made by Toyota, and the two-wheeler Access and Gixxer of Suzuki Motorcycle. Let me now discuss the financial performance of the company for Q2 H1 FY24. In Q2 FY24, on a consolidated basis, our total revenue year-on-year increased 66.68%, reaching to 158.19 crore. Our EBITDA increased by 58.69% to 15.92 crore, indicating an improvement in operational profitability. Additionally, our EBITDA margins were 10.07%. We also achieved a 22.65% increase in profit after tax, amounting to 10.32 crores. Our EPS stood at 8.67. In H1 FY24, on a consolidated basis, our total revenues year-on-year increased by 80.57%, reaching to rupees 287.11 crores. Our EBITDA increased by 83.73% to 28.71 crores. Additionally, our EBITDA margins grew from 9.83% to 10%. We also achieved a 48.9% increase in profit after tax, amounting to 18.56 crores. Our order book currently stands at 150-200 crores. The board of directors at their meeting of yesterday considered and approved the CapEx of approximately 20 crores towards new programs of Maruti Suzuki India Limited in ordinary course of business. This offers us the opportunity to expand our portfolio and bring in new offerings. Our focus is on deepening our relationship with Maruti Suzuki and Toyota, besides initiating new relationships with other OEMs. Concurrently, we are exploring opportunities to widen our portfolio of offerings. We commenced work in the last fiscal on body in white, more commonly known as BIW for Jimny, and will endeavor to extend this to other models. While we are delighted with our performance in the quarter under review, we believe the runway for growth is large. We have in place all the building blocks to deliver strong, profitable growth. Our proven track record spans close to four decades. It has enabled us to build some strong relationships across the automobile and auto component sector. We have adequate land to scale up and add capacities as required to cater to expanding opportunities. I look forward to building on this momentum. We would now be happy to discuss any thoughts or questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, management team, and congratulations on a fantastic quarter, and thanks a lot for the detailed and insightful presentations that have been put up this quarter. My first question is on, you mentioned the order book of 150-200 crores. Now, this is beyond what business you're already doing, or how have you defined order book? Because, you know, a lot of management teams define it differently. So if you could just clarify on this.
This is completely new business.
Okay, so this is beyond what you are doing today. This is-
Yes.
Newer programs that will come. Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Got it. Second question was on the body in white that you're doing for the Jimny. What are the exact products that you're doing?
So at the moment, it's some small assemblies and some small stamping parts, but now we are looking to expand that offering.
Okay. Do you have orders for that already?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. I was looking at results for your associate company, Bharat Seeds, and in the first half, their revenues are broadly flattish, whereas India revenues are up 80% YOY. Now, broadly, given that, you know, our business is structured in a manner that India is supplying frames to Bharat Seeds, and, you know, they are then supplying it forward, I was kind of struggling to understand, you know, why there is such a big difference between your and Bharat Seeds' revenue growth in this first half.
So, last year, first half, our Bangalore plant barely started operations. This year it's in full swing, so that has been the real growth driver for this quarter.
So for the Bangalore plant, the revenues are then not routed through Bharat Seeds. The seeding business is that?
Toyota Borsuku, that is not through Bharat.
Okay. Okay. Understood. Just one last question. On slide 23, where you have given us the growth outlook, there are a number of, you know, very interesting growth drivers mentioned. If you could kind of kindly expand on this. So for example, when you say deepening relationships with Maruti and Toyota, how do you see your share of business with Maruti move up from the current 30%? Similarly, when you say widening product portfolio, beyond seeds and VAW also, are we looking at something? And on the new clients, if you could clarify, you know, where are we on adding any new OEM?
So we're working on all three. We're looking to expand our market share. Once we realize that, we will let you know. In addition to that, we're also looking to add new products with Maruti Suzuki, and we're looking to add our existing product to new customers. So once there's an update, we'll definitely let you know.
These new products will be beyond seeds and VAW, completely new products, right?
Beyond seeds and beyond VAW.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
So our goal is to be multi-product and multi-customer, and that's what we're focusing on.
Got it. Got it. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes. Namaskar, sir. Sir, when you were mentioning about the new capacity being from Bangalore being on stream, what is the current utilization levels? And overall, with this expanded capacity for this quarter, what has been our capacity utilization levels, and how are they heading towards the second half?
So our Bangalore plant is at about 85%-90%. Our NCR location is about 85%-90%, and our Gujarat footprint is about 50%. So we're looking to expand a little more capacity in order to meet our demands.
Sir, for Gujarat, why are the levels at 50% when they were? Is there any product mix? Yeah.
So we've actually got orders for that, so there's just been a slower ramp-up than expected. So once that ramp-up happens, then the capacity utilization will become better.
So taking into account the current order pipeline, order booking, what should be for H2, the Gujarat facility utilization level? Yeah, ballpark number.
So H2 should be at a similar number. I think our Gujarat plant will take full shape sometime next year.
Okay. And sir, what, I mean, what are the key products there and any differentiation than the existing facilities for Gujarat?
So that's focused on the fronts, and in addition, there's a new vehicle coming sometime next year. So once that's released, then we'll let you know.
Okay. And sir, what have we invested in the facility, the Gujarat facility?
Gujarat facility should be approximately 30 crore.
And sir, there is a space to even enhance it going forward. Once we have to utilize this capacity, but overall, do we have the land there to also enhance and also for the existing facility at Bangalore and Gurgaon?
So land specific for the existing.
Mr. Kapoor, can you please mute your line because there's some background noise on your line?
So land and building, they're sufficient at the moment for existing business. If there's some significant growth and significant new businesses that we're doing, then we will potentially consider buying new land or adding new building. So at the moment, that's not required.
Okay. Sir, if we take the current land situation there, land bank with you, what kind of enhanced capacity can we look forward to 2-3 years down the line?
So we can be at about 250,000-300,000. That's our capacity, and that's our maybe in a year, that's what we are targeting to hit also.
Right. And sir, as you mentioned about diversification product profile, do air bags also qualify under the same product profile? When we are working with air bags, I think so now becoming mandatory or going ahead, being an essential component for the safety purpose. So are we looking into in any kind of understanding with other players or which are dominant in the air bag segment?
We're not looking at airbags at the moment, but we're looking for some new features that can be added in the vehicle.
Okay. They are related to the safety part only?
Well, once something happens, then we'll let you know.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. So, thank you for all the detail and a very detailed presentation, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we'd like to remind participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Jyoti Singh from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and congrats on the good set of numbers. So, sir, I just wanted your view for the future forecast, like, if you can guide us for the margin and top line side.
So margin, we're expecting it to be the same, about 10%. Top line, we've shared an order book that should come into play in the next 2 years.
Okay, thank you, sir. And also, sir, any like you're talking about the diversification. So we are coming with any new products?
So that's what we're working on. So as soon as we have something, we'll let you know.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. We have a follow-up question from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead. Mr. Chawla?
Yeah, hi. Sorry, just a quick clarification. This order book that you mentioned, 150-200 crores, is that a life cycle order or that's a per annum kind of number?
Per annum order.
Okay, got it. And when I looked at Bharat Seed's results this time, there was also some CapEx being done for expanding capacities for Suzuki motorcycles. So is that something that business should flow to NDR also, apart from the wheel assembly, obviously? I think on seats also there was some capacity expansion being talked about.
The major CapEx is for the Kharkhoda facility. We would try to do it from an existing footprint. Once the volumes rationalize, then we will probably set up something closer to that.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone now. We have a question from the line of Jai Rajendatai from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Just wanted to have clarity about raw material costs, and can you just give us an outlook about the same again?
So, raw material costs are commodities are indexed. So whatever, if there's an up or down, it doesn't affect our overall profitability.
Okay. Okay. Sir, can you just throw some more light on operations at your Bangalore plant? So as you said that Bangalore plant is profitable, as your Bangalore plant is a profitable as your growth driver. So could you just let us know what sort of products you are manufacturing there and how you plan to expand your margins utilizing the same?
So our Bangalore plant is for Toyota, Bosuku. So we make the seat trim and frame over there. And that's specifically for the Highrider and the Grand Vitara. So they have been newer models in the market, and that's been a real growth driver.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that is from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your phone. We have a question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, our trade receivables have moved up significantly. So is it only pertaining to the improved volume or what are generally our receivable days?
So our payable days is about 30 days. So that's the average days has been about the same as it was in the previous 6 months.
Then what explains this jump from 31 crore to 63 crore, sir?
So the increase has been due to the increase in sale, and the second is probably, so we don't have any control on our customer payment day, payment time. So the payment probably would have just come 2 or 3 days later than the 31st.
Okay, sir. And what is the current cash on books, sir?
Cash on books should be about 30 to 35 crores.
And sir, do we have any dividend policy? Have we codified any dividend policy?
So our dividend policy at the moment is 10% of our profit.
Okay. This has been mandated by the board that we will be declaring 10%.
Yeah, that is our policy.
Sir, I missed your point about the raw material basket. And if you could give us some color on the key raw material basket what is the lag time effect to pass on the sale?
No, so our raw material prices are fully indexed. So if there's an up or down, we get compensated for that. Probably 30 days after 16. That's normally not a concern.
If there is an increase in your raw material prices for the current quarter, the billing is done later on once the deliverables are done and then you get it gets revised upward? How does this match work? Or is there a lag effect also the same?
No, so we get the money back dated if it's done. So if the commodity price increases happen, and our discussion happens 6 months later, we get our money back later also.
Okay, and this is the same with the reversal also.
With what?
With the reversal trend in the commodity prices, we need to pay back to our customers.
It's the same.
Okay. And sir, what are the key component of other expenses?
I'll just get back to you on that.
Correct, sir. And also, please share the figure for capital work in progress to 15 crores. That is towards which part and what should be our capex for H2?
So, a capital
work in progress is related to the development of new model tooling. It is exactly. When the tooling gets settled, then that capital work in progress gets blocked off.
Sir, I didn't get you. Your line was muffled. Can you come again?
Capital work in progress is our money that is for new product development, new models that are development. So that is advances that have gone for toolings. So once that the SOP starts, then that gets, then we claim it from the customer.
Correct. And then taking into account the growth which we have seen over the last 1 year, we did have this base effect benefit also. So how confident are we that this growth, we can replicate the same or even better the same going ahead, or what factors would enable you to deliver those numbers?
So obviously it'll have to be a combination of expanding our market share, expanding our product portfolio and adding new customers. And that's what we're focusing on.
So you outline that what percentage these three verticals may continue going ahead in terms of product development, new plans? Yeah.
So once we have a new product, we'll let you know. And once we get a new order, we will add it to our order book.
And how does the current order book shape up? If when we say order book, what should be our understanding?
So our order book is about 150 to 200 crores. That is annual number that should come into effect in the next 2 years.
Okay. So there are two components. There is a running order book, the shorter term deliverables, and then there is a longer one.
Yes. So this 150 to 200 crores is completely new orders.
It's completely new orders. So these are long term orders. That will get executed also. So there has to be orders of shorter durations also over a period of time.
So short term we have
get executed in lesser time. Yeah.
So we already have capacities in play. However, the marketplace, I guess we can fulfill that demand.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And all the best. And happy Diwali to the team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jyoti Singh from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me opportunity once again. Sir, sorry if I missed your comment on the receivable side. So if you can explain why it is high in H1.
So our average working day, working receivable days is about 30 days. That's what it was 6 months ago. The reason for the increase is one, the increase in sale. Second is the payment probably would have come after the 31st for the week.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, in the two-wheeler segment, are we targeting or in discussion with any new client?
So the two-wheeler, we're sticking to our existing OEMs for the moment. We're trying to expand our four-wheeler segment.
Okay. So, sir, on the four-wheeler side, if you can explain us, like, any client that we are into discussion with.
So we're in discussion with many people. So once we get a formal LOI, then we'll let you know.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. My question is that over the next 12 to 24 months, what are the regulatory changes that are likely to happen on the seat side and how that can impact us in terms of either content per vehicle or need for technology tie-ups?
So we don't require any technology tie-ups for that. In terms of, there's a 3-point seat belt coming in the rear, and in addition, there are 6 airbags, which is not mandatory anymore. So that should probably affect the bottommost segment of the portfolio. So like Alto, Wagoner, they will have an increase in content.
And to what extent?
So I think that should be about maybe 15% to 20%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. And thank you for showing faith. We look forward to seeing you in the next con call.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of NDR Auto Components Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.